Welcome to Kitchen Window, NPR's food podcast. I'm Bonnie Wolf. Most people don't go camping for the food. Freelance writer Nicole Spiridakis may change some minds. Then we'll get further outdoor cooking techniques from barbecue expert Stephen Reichlin. So let's dig in. Nicole Spiridakis writes from San Francisco about food and travel on her blog, Cucina Nicolina. She's written a piece for Kitchen Window Online about how she learned to love food around the campfire. She joins me today. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Bonnie.
So you are a big camper.
I am.
And you're a backpacking camper.
Well, I'm both, but I really love to backpack because I really like to get away from it all, especially since I live in the city.
San Francisco not being such a bad city to live in.
No, but it's a wonderful city to live in. However, you know, there's still cars and buses and all that. And I think you really can't compare with getting out into nature, and there's so much of it out here. So
now, when I think of going camping and the camping I've done, I think about packages of beef jerky, cans of beans, instant drinks, Tang comes to
right.
mind. But you have raised this to a slightly higher art. Why did you change and how did you change?
Well, as I write about in the story, the first time I ever went backpacking, we kind of did the bare bones minimum, and back then I was not a vegetarian, so we brought hot dogs, and we forgot the stove, and we ended up cooking them over the fire on the beach. And you know, I was about 14, and I thought I loved the camping part. I said food, you know, could be better, but on the next trip that I took, I started thinking about how to not have that experience again, and also realizing that a lot of the stuff that you take on longer camping trips needs to be lighter, which also means that it's dehydrated, which also means it doesn't taste so good. And so I tried to come up with ways to bring things that were lighter in weight yet also tasted good. And vegetables surprisingly keep pretty well for a couple days when you're hiking on the trail.
So you take fresh vegetables with you when you backpack?
I do. I try to take lighter things such as greens, spinach, mushrooms. Vegetable bouillon always adds a little bit of extra flavor, dried herbs, things like that.
So tell me a typical meal. You're going camping next week. What are you going to take with you?
I will definitely bring quinoa because I love quinoa. It's a grain, so it's pretty light to carry. And it also cooks very quickly, which is ideal because you don't want to use too much of your fuel, especially if you're going for a few days. So I'll probably bring quinoa, probably some spinach. I'll probably make sort of a chowder soup, which the recipe I included in the story. And for breakfast, I'll probably bring some oatmeal. That's pretty simple. Maybe even some soy milk in a little carton.
How long do you normally go when you camp?
Well, these days I have a job, so I can't go for too long. I usually will go for 2 to 3 nights on the weekends. The longest I have gone was a week in Yosemite once. And that was a challenge because you really have to plan ahead because you're going to go out for, I think we were out for 7 or 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was long.
And what, for a long trip like that, what kind of things did you take?
For that, I probably did bring a few boxes of macaroni and cheese, I think, for the end. But for the beginning part, we did actually bring some, I remember, potatoes. So we cooked those the first night in the fire, and I think we made a pasta. I think lentils and rice was another big one.
It's even more of a challenge, I would think, as a vegetarian, because you need to find ways to get protein.
It is, but it isn't, because there's so many beans out there that you can use. And then again, quinoa, if you go back to quinoa, it's very high in protein, so you can get a lot from there. And then you don't have to worry about the whole meat issue, which is, you know, meat left out for more than even a day probably will spoil.
That's true.
In a sense, it makes it easier.
Yeah. What do you always keep in your pack? Are there condiments or things that you always have when you're going camping?
Sure, yes. There's always some sugar for tea, and tea, actually, some tea bags. I like dried herbs, which you can add pretty much to anything you're making. So basil, oregano, thyme, salt and pepper for sure, a little container of olive oil, sometimes even some soy sauce.
Do you do any preparation before you leave, or do you do it all when you're there?
It's kind of both. It depends on what I'm making. If I'm going to make something that involves more vegetables, I'll probably chop them up beforehand and put them in a little Ziploc so it's kind of all ready to go when I get there. And then if I'm doing, say, a pasta dish, then I just can cook the pasta, cook the vegetables, put it all together, and it only takes about 15, 20 minutes.
When you look around, if you see other campers, do you see people eating like you?
You know, it's funny because one of the recipes I included was actually inspired by another group the last time I went, and they were making this very elaborate meal, and I thought, my gosh, you know, and I was making, I think I brought some tofu and some mushrooms, and I was pretty proud of myself for that, and they're doing this, you know, they had this huge spread, and they had also hiked in for 6 miles, and I thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. So.
What were they eating?
Well, they were doing some sort of vegetable fajita dish, and they just seemed like they had so much food, and I was just really impressed. So.
Well, there were more of them, maybe.
That's true. That is a good point, because, yeah, the more people you go with, the more you have space to divide up all the stuff you're carrying.
Have you ever run out of food?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, I always err on the side of too much. So.
Nicole, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good camping trip.
Thanks.
That was freelance writer Nicole Spiridakis.
Oh, the trees are staring down on us, laughing at us. 'Cause we're so small. Follow me today, and we'll find our way to paradise. Paradise.
NPR's Alex Chadwick got some lessons in barbecue from a man who's been called the gladiator of the grill.
Dear listeners, please remember these words from master barbecue chef Stephen Reichlin.
One of my philosophies is there's no such thing as a mistake in the kitchen, just a new dish waiting to be discovered.
And now, on to our story.
Barbecue boot camp is now in session.
Say you don't know charcoal from charro. Stephen Reichlin's barbecue boot camp might be just the thing.
Today you're going to get a crash course in all the essentials of barbecuing and grilling. We'll cover all the basic food groups, which include ribs, chicken, fish, and even tofu.
Tofu? He usually runs his barbecue boot camps at hoity places like the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia. But recently, he brought whistle and spatula to a Washington, D.C. backyard for the staff of the Washington Post's food section, who kindly allowed us to mooch along.
Our menu, first of all, grilled quesadillas, that's Mexico's grilled cheese sandwich, barbecued tofu, don't grimace, it's really better than it sounds, Memphis-style spare ribs, which we will serve with a very serious French-derived sauce.
All the recipes were from Stephen Reichlin's 4 barbecue Bible cookbooks, and they're on our website, npr.org.
May I have 2 volunteers? Okay, Renee? Yeah, and Alex. Alex, would you be the team leader here?
We split up in groups. Post writer Renee Shelter and I assigned the title dish from Mr. Reichlin's latest book, Beer Can Chicken.
Folks, I'd like you to imagine that this iced tea can is actually a beer can.
Of beer can chicken, one may say that good days and tastes good have seldom stood farther apart in the same room. Preparation involves inserting a half-full can of beer into the south end of a northbound chicken. We were using an iced tea can for some reason. It can hardly have mattered to the subject. The bird is placed on the can so that it stands upright on the grill, and the liquid inside the can then boils and steams the bird from the inside out.
Yeah, what you do, yeah.
It seems a little rude to...
Okay. Now, Mr. Chicken has gone on the beer can. You need to stand him up straight, pull him forward a little bit so he sits... Okay, spread the legs, right? So there you got your little tripod. And then you need to fold, you tuck the... Okay. So, Alex, you have successfully beer canned a chicken. Now you're ready for quail, game hen, even turkey.
We began with the charcoal grill.
Yep. See?
But when the domed lid was too low to accommodate our chicken, we moved to a gas grill.
Our chicken is looking pretty stable. So now I'm going to ask you to close the lid.
Okay.
And this will take about an hour to an hour and a quarter.
Okay.
We're going to put some wood chips in the smoker box here so we get some wood smoke flavor.
Okay.
And just keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Great.
You haven't forgotten the beginning of our story, have you?
There's no such thing as a mistake in the kitchen, just a new dish waiting to be discovered.
Chicken happily grilling away. I was inside at the sink washing dishes when... disaster!
I think you just flunked.
Sorry?
Oh, no.
What's that?
Your chicken can, guys. You better get out there. Your little chicken's going up.
My chicken had caught fire.
Okay, the unexpected. Never turn your back on the grill. Okay, what happened was we got, with the dripping fat in this gas grill, we got a fire. Not the end of the world because we caught it in time, but we don't want it to get any darker. Yeah. So, first of all, with the flames, I put the flames out by sprinkling them with a little salt. Okay? Then I'm going to tent my bird with foil so it won't brown anymore. Okay? Okay. And now we'll go back to indirect grilling. But this is a lesson. Always keep your eyes and ears on the grill. I've done 200 beer can chickens. I've never had one catch on fire.
I'm not upset, said Barbecue Boot Camp D.I. Reichlin. But then he set me to work scrubbing grills. With a quiz on fire safety.
Okay. Show me where your hot zone is.
It's right here.
Where's your medium zone?
In the middle.
Okay, cool zone?
Over there.
Great. What happens if you're cooking something that catches on fire? Where are you going
to
move it?
To the cool zone.
Okay, let's say you're cooking chicken breast with the skin on and you start out on the medium zone that starts to catch fire. What are you going to do?
Throw on some salt and move it to the...
Actually, you're going to take a long neck bottle of beer. You're going to shake it up and then you're going to tilt it just right at the fire and a thin spray of beer will go out and that'll put it out.
I like that.
Okay?
Aha! The secret is long neck beers. Now I'm ready for grilled pineapple.
Is that good?
Is that good?
A little bit longer.
More? And you're getting great grill marks. Oh, look at this.
Man, that doesn't
I mean, if Michelangelo had worked, look at that. Look at that. Alex, you're the man.
And as for my slightly singed beer can bird, the gods of the grill smiled again.
Look how tender this is. Look, you just press your knife on it, and you can see the juices, and it's perfectly cooked right here. The amazing thing about beer can chicken and its brethren is it's virtually impossible to overcook a beer can chicken because the steaming liquid inside keeps it from drying out.
Moist, flavorful, delicious, and far better than any chicken I have ever come near cooking.
All right!
So that was Barbecue Boot Camp, a far more pleasant experience than the earlier Army version I endured 30 years ago, and the food was much better. But I think I should add this note. Beer can chicken was so good, I went home and made it for my wife that weekend. And I set that one on fire, too. But it tasted great. This is Alex Chadwick.
Thanks for listening to today's Kitchen Window, NPR's food podcast. Go to our website, npr.org/kitchenwindow, for more food stories and lots of recipes. Join us next time for tips on what to do with all that summer squash. I'm Bonnie Wolfe.